The clouds of the evening before had turned into a solid, dark gray overcast. Rain slashed down from the wet, charcoal heavens, beating on the roof of Tellisburg Palace, rushing down gutters and downspouts, gurgling down the drainage channels beside the capital's roads. Commerce in Tellisburg never stopped, of course. Even during the recent war against the Group of Four's catspaws, the purely local shipping of Howell Bay had kept a fair amount of freight moving and the ships to carry it busy. Now that the oceans of the entire world were once again open to Carisian galleons, the waterfront's activity had resumed its normal frenetic level. Even while rain pounded down, lightning flashed, and thunder rumbled, the heavy freight wagons, most drawn by dragons, although here and there a smaller wagon drawn by horses or mules moved down the smaller, narrower streets, continued to flow. Prince Narmon was impressed. As he stood at the open window of the small private council chamber, looking out into the rain, he saw the visual evidence of the prosperity and industry which made the kingdom of Caris so much more dangerous a foe than the simple size of its population might have suggested. The door opened behind him, and he turned from the window as Benjamin Race, Baron Wavethunder, entered the chamber.
"Your Highness?"
King, no, Narmon corrected himself. Emperor Caleb's senior spy said with a bow.
My lord,
Narmon replied with something much closer to a nod than a bow.
First, I'd like to thank you for making the time available to meet with me,
Wave Thunder continued as the two of them walked to the smallish but beautifully polished conference table at the center of the chamber.
I suspect His Majesty would probably have insisted if I'd proven difficult, my lord,
Narmon chuckled.
I'm quite familiar with the process of debriefing, I believe Baron Shandir calls it. And in all fairness, His Majesty was quite polite about suggesting I sit down for a short chat with you. Obviously, if there's anything I can tell you, I'm at His Majesty's service and yours.
Actually, Your Highness, Wave Thunder said, waiting until Narmon had seated himself and then settling into a chair of his own on the opposite side of the table.
You may be surprised about the actual purpose of our short chat. To be honest, His Majesty and I are less interested in the information you may possess than in the additional insight you may be able to offer into our analysis of the information we already have.
Indeed? Narmon raised both eyebrows, and it was Wave Thunder's turn to chuckle.
Indeed,
he confirmed, while a fresh, closer peal of thunder crashed overhead.
In fact, to be perfectly blunt, Your Highness, one of the secondary purposes of this meeting is to acquaint you with the intelligence capabilities we already possess.
Ah, I see,
Narmon smiled thinly.
As a pointed reminder of Caleb's ability to monitor my own activities, I presume?
To some extent.
Wave Thunder agreed imperturbably, and his own smile was a bit broader than Narmon's had been.
I hope you won't mind my saying that despite a few initial reservations of my own, it's something of a relief to be able to discuss this with someone who understands how these things are done, Your Highness.
I'll take that as a compliment, my lord, provisionally at least.
Believe it or not, that's how it was intended.
The Baron opened the briefcase he'd brought with him and extracted a fairly thick stack of folders. He laid them on the table in front of him, then cocked his head at Narmon.
I realize Baron Shandir hasn't had much luck re-establishing your own spy networks here in Caris, Your Highness, he said. I also know you've been quite patient with him, despite your own obvious frustration, and that his operations have continued with their normal high rate of success outside Caris.
Narmon's eyebrows rose again at the frankness in Wave Thunder's calm voice. The Baron saw his expression and shook his bald head.
There's a reason he's been so unsuccessful here in Caris, and it has nothing to do with his competence or how hard he's tried. As you yourself are aware, Your Highness, the only way a secret can truly be kept is if it isn't told to anyone. I believe that's a practice with which you're quite familiar, just as you're also aware it can occasionally be frustrating to your subordinates. For example, Earl Pinehollow was quite surprised some months ago to discover you'd already been in contact with King Gorja's first counsellor. This time, Narman's eyebrows lowered suddenly, and he frowned.